This is Fresh Air. D'Angelo has built a considerable reputation on the basis of three albums, 1995's Brown Sugar, Voodoo, released in 2000, and now Black Messiah, unexpectedly released early Monday morning. The singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist has been widely praised for connecting many decades of different rhythm and blues styles, and rock critic Ken Tucker says Black Messiah is as adventurous as any fan could hope for.
Soak the smoke from me as you dream inside. Let your days slip away, come with me and ride.
My darling, you are the average guy. You need the comfort of my love to bring out the best in you.
The man who helped inspire the term neo-soul, D'Angelo, is a musician who, at the turn of this century, was seen by a lot of people as the great R&B hope. He was the creator who was to yank soul music from the mists of nostalgia, dry it off, and give it a good modern twist. He did just that on the album Voodoo in the year 2000, and especially during the tour he launched to promote it. One show I saw stands as one of the most exciting concerts I've ever attended. But D'Angelo keeps his own time in more ways than one. Thus, the decade and a half separating Voodoo and the new Black Messiah collapses years and genres, sounding at once stuck in time and timeless.
She needs back, she loving. I just wish that I could open up.
That's Sugar Daddy, an irresistible little piano groove that more or less refuses to give up its lyric, which is multi-tracked and slurred and generally messed with to the point of incoherence. I like the song a lot, though I do wish D'Angelo had deigned to enunciate a clever line such as, "You say you want to be the one she chooses to star in her meaningless romance." A lot of Black Messiah is like this, long discursive jams that tiptoe over the 5-minute mark, hallmarks of lover-man balladry. But each jam is its own reward. Check out the country blues of The Door.
I know you want, but why? You were sent there with eyes. In your hand, you held my life. I know you want, but why? My love, don't knock yourself out. Let go of. No, no, no. Don't knock yourself out. Let go.
All is not sensuous playfulness. 1,000 Deaths begins with a soundbite from The Murder of Fred Hampton, a 1971 documentary about the Chicago Black Panther shot dead by the police. The lyric has a first-person narrator talking of being locked and loaded and hoping he'll be unafraid to face death. If it wasn't for the Fred Hampton excerpt, you'd think it was about someone in the military rather than civilian militants. The music is a dense thicket of noise, with the rhythm section laying down a line of fire amidst the chaos.
Yeah.
D'Angelo makes a point of saying in the album credits that he does not consider himself a black messiah. For me, he writes, the title is about all of us. It's about the world. It's about an ideal we can all aspire to. Which is as good a cue as any to point out that messages and lyrics have never been D'Angelo's strong suit, which is why I assume Kendra Foster, a George Clinton P-Funk graduate, gets co-writing credit on 8 tracks here. This album is credited to D'Angelo and the Vanguard being collaborators including singer-lyricist Foster, drummer Questlove, and horn player Roy Hargrove, among many others. Together, they make frequently beautiful music.
As the day must have been sun, and the night must have this moon, sure must both must rise and fall. I'll be there to see you through, just as long as there is time. I will never leave your side. And if ever that you feel that my love is not sincere, I will never betray my heart. I will never betray my heart. I will never betray my heart, yeah. Oh, 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 oh. Like the breeze that blows in June, I will spend to keep you cool. Yes, I swear with all that's true, I'll take nothing in place of you. When you're feeling down, you're down. You must know you can depend on me. You don't ever have to feel that my love's not sincere. I will never betray my heart. I will never betray.
Given how long he worked on this rich, thick music, I know I'm going to be spending a lot more time teasing out more meaning from Black Messiah. He's no messiah, and I'm no blind worshiper, but I do know that the faithful will be rewarded with repeated listenings.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Yahoo TV. He reviewed D'Angelo's new album, Black Messiah.